And welcome, everyone, to Episode 7 of the 5-Star Match Game. I'm your humble host, Mr. Joe Gagne, the man who goes throughout all of PN News' refs, in case you didn't know. Sorry we've been a little behind. I know I kind of skipped an episode, which tends to not be a problem when you do them weekly, but when you do about 6 a year, it piles up pretty fast. I apologize. We'll try to do better about that in the future. But today, we are here to celebrate WCW. Beloved company to many, many fans. This will not be about the Nitro years. That might have been a timely subject, given the recent book that's come out. But no, we're going to discuss the first half of the 1990s in WCW, a wild and wacky time I know all three of my guests are big fans of. So let's go meet them. Up first, we have an editor at f4wonline.com. He's done many, many projects in the past. We have Mr. Brian Rose. Brian, how you doing?
I am doing great. It's great to finally be on here. I've listened to every other episode, and I'm so excited to be here.
Every other episode, as in you skip them, or?
Not like that.
Okay.
But like every episode so far.
Excellent. All right. Well, very glad to have you here. And up next, he used to be a co-host on Burning Spirits. We have Drew. Drew, how you doing? Welcome back to the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network.
Yeah, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. Very excited. Excellent.
And last, we have a bit of a fill-in, a man who jumped in a chance to do this when someone else dropped out, and a man who defeated me on the final episode of Brainbuster, the predecessor of this show in a way. We have Phil. Phil, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me. This is a nice little bucket list Joe Gagne podcast guest.
All right. Well, good. Luckily for you, I do not hold a grudge, but I a 10-point penalty off the bat.
To be like the biggest mistake of my life.
I'm kidding. No, we're going to have 5 rounds of trivia on WCW in the early 1990s here. A lot of different topics here and a lot of popular favorites. We have some fun games. Let's begin with round number 1. Is everyone ready?
Yep.
Yes.
Ready. Right. Lay it on me.
Our first game is called Tag Teams Back Again, because WCW was very well known for their tag team division throughout the years. In this game, I'm going to give you the name of 2 or 3 wrestlers. You tell me the name of their team. So if I said Booker T and Stevie Ray, hopefully you would respond with Harlem Heat. Everyone gets 5 questions. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Is everyone ready?
Yes.
Yes. Right.
Brian, you're up first. Your first 2 names are Arn Anderson and Larry Zbysko. What team name did they compete under?
The Enforcers.
Correct. All right, Phil, you're up next. We have Paul Roma and Paul Orndorff.
Hey, that's a pretty wonderful.
That's a pretty wonderful answer right there. It is correct. All right, Drew, your first 2 names are The Patriot and Marcus Alexander Bagwell.
Stars and Stripes.
Oh, correct. 3 for 3 so far. All right, I eased you in. Ryan, your next 2 names are Sid Vicious and Vader.
Masters of the Powerbomb.
That is correct.
Oh.
All right, Phil. I'm giving you Tracy Smothers and Steve Armstrong, second version.
Second version, I believe, would be the Young Pistols.
Oh, you believe correct.
Yay.
All right. Drew, you mentioned James Earl Wright and Sergeant Buddy Parker.
That would be the State Patrol.
WCW Saturday Night competitive. Let's keep going. Brian, your next 2 names are Todd Champion and Firebreaker Chip.
Special Forces? I forget the name. Yeah, I'm blanking.
We're the Patriots.
Oh, okay.
All right, Phil, your next 2 names are Dick Slater and Dick Murdoch.
I believe that's the Hardliners.
The Hardliners is correct. Yeah. All right, Drew, your next 2 names are Mike Enos and Wayne Bloom under masks.
Ooh. Oh, boy. Was it... was it the Maulers?
Oh, it was Minnesota Wrecking Crew 2.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
All right, Brian, you're next. You have 3 names here. You have Dutch Mantel, Black Bart, and Deadeye Dick.
The Desperados.
Oh, that's correct.
That's how could I forget them?
Okay, Phil, your next 2 names are Steve Kern and Bobby Eaton.
Oh, wow. 94, I think, is Bad Attitude.
Oh, that is correct.
Wow.
All right, Drew, your 4th set of names are Mark and Chris Youngblood.
That would be the Renegade Warriors.
Correct.
Nice, nice.
All right. Brian, your last set of name, Rage and Fury.
I have no idea.
Oh, the Wrecking Crew. Very popular in 1993.
Oh, okay, I know them now.
All right, Phil, your last two names are Iron and Steel.
Oh, wow. Iron and Steel? Is that the Master Blasters?
Oh, that is the Master Blasters. Oh, you are correct. All right, Drew, your last set of names are Jeff Warner and Tim Hunt.
That is... Is that like Maximum Overdrive?
That is Maximum Overdrive. Yes. You are correct. Okay, so at the end of the first round, we have Phil with a perfect 5, Drew with 4, Brian with 3, but plenty of games left to play. All right, is everyone ready to move on to round number 2?
Yep.
All right, round number 2. Let's put on a show in which I give you an event in WCW history. You tell me the show it took place on. So if I said Vader versus Flair, title versus career, you'd hopefully say Starcade. Don't need the year, don't need any subtitles, and every pay-per-view, television show, or clash is eligible, or it may be a house show. Everyone gets 5 questions. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Are we ready?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Phil, we'll start with you.
Right.
Sting wins his first world title.
That would be a Great American Bash.
1990, that is correct. All right, Drew. Hulk Hogan's first pay-per-view match with the company.
Bash at the Beach, 94.
Oh, that off throws in the year, too. My goodness, that's correct. You don't have no penalty for showing off.
Oh.
All right, Brian, your first question, the Shockmaster incident.
Clash of the Champions.
That is correct. It was at a clash. All right, Phil, back to you. Jake Roberts' only pay-per-view match with the company.
Halloween Havoc.
That is correct, 1992. All right, Drew. RoboCop. That's all I have to say.
Capital Combat.
1990 is correct. All right, Brian, back to you. The King of Cable Finals.
Starcade?
Starcade is correct. All right, perfect so far. All right, we'll keep going. Phil, Hulk Hogan retires Ric Flair.
That would also be Halloween Havoc.
Oh, he got 2 in a row. That's correct. All right, Drew. Say, Ricky Steamboat's big return to the company.
Clash of the Champions.
Oh, November 91, that's right. All right, Brian, back to you. The merging of the WCW World and World International titles.
I know who wrestled for it. Slamboree?
Oh, that was a Clash of the Champions.
Oh.
Famous match. Phil, Sting and Davey Boy Smith versus the Masters of the Powerbomb.
I believe that is Beach Blast.
Oh, that's correct. All right, Drew. Larry Zbyszko wins the television title.
Saturday Night.
Oh, Saturday Night is correct.
Wow.
All right, Brian, Ron Simmons wins the WCW title.
Was that a house show?
Oh, it was for the Power Hour.
Oh, okay.
Huh. All right, Phil, your last one. The Freebirds beat Doom for the tag titles, kicking off their negative title reign.
Oh, geez. I will guess Saturday Night.
Oh, that was at Wrestle War 1991. Your first slip-up of the night.
Yeah.
All right, Drew, your final question. The Hollywood Blondes win the tag titles.
That would be... Was that Worldwide?
That was Worldwide. That is correct. All right. And Brian, your final one. Ric Flair wins his 7th world title, tying Harley Race at the time.
I have no idea. I'm just going to guess Starcade.
Oh, that was a house show.
Okay.
All right. So after 2 rounds, we have Phil and Drew tied with 9, Brian with 5, with plenty of game left to play. All right. It's time to move on to round 3 in my favorite game, a game I call List Them and Learn. So a little contestant interaction here. So yeah, what I'm going to do, I'm going to name a category. Say Brutus Beefcake gimmicks. We'll say there have been 20. Player 1 will give a number of how many can name off the top of their head. We'll say 8. Player 2 can either challenge Player 1 to name them or say they can name more. You don't have to increase by one. You can name as many as you want. It goes back and forth until someone is challenged. At that point, whoever is challenged has to name as many names as they say. If they do, they get 2 points. If they mess up in any way, 2 points goes to the other player. So this will be clear as we go on. So everyone's going to get a chance to go first and also challenge. So I have 3 sets of questions. So we'll say, Brian and Drew, you're up first. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. From 1991 to 1994, WCW televised 4 War Games matches on pay-per-view. 26 men can say they participated. Brian, how many can you name?
I can name, I would say, 15.
Oh, 15. All right, Drew, can you name more or do you challenge Brian?
I'll say 16.
16. All right, back to Brian.
I will challenge.
All right, Drew, you have to name 16 men who competed in a televised War Games match on pay-per-view in 91, 92, 93, 94. So we need 16 of 26. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's hear them.
Let's see. Sting.
Sting is correct.
Steiner Brothers.
Rick and Scott Steiner. Gives you 3.
Let's see. Dustin Rhodes.
Dustin Rhodes is correct. That's 4.
Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes gives you 5.
Bunkhouse Buck.
Bunkhouse Buck gives you 6.
The Nasty Boys.
All right. Gives you...
How many is that?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 8. We're halfway there.
I'm kind of jumping all over the place. Nikita Koloff.
Nikita Koloff gives you 9.
Brian Pillman.
Brian Pillman gives you 10. 6 to go.
Sid Vicious.
Sid Vicious is correct.
Arn Anderson.
Arn Anderson is correct.
Bobby Eaton.
Bobby Eaton. Correct. 1, 2, 3.
Larry Zbysko.
Larry Zbysko is correct. We need 2 more.
Rick Rude.
Rick Rude. 1 more.
Colonel Robert Parker.
Colonel Robert Parker gives you 16. That is correct. The names you did not guess were Barry Windham in 91-92, Ric Flair in 1991, Kane and Cole, or Booker T and Stevie Ray in 93, Ricky Steamboat in 92, The Shockmaster in 1993, Steve Austin in 92, Terry Funk in 94, and Vader in 1993. But that's 2 points to Drew.
Yes.
Well done. All right. Drew and Phil, you are up next. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right. WCW held the Pat O'Connor Memorial Tag Tournament at Starrcade 1990. 60 men participated in this tournament. How many can you name? We do need the gimmick names they competed under. So, Drew, how many can you name?
Oh, yikes. Man, maybe like 8?
8. All right, Phil.
I will try 9.
9.
I'm going to challenge.
All right. Can we have 9?
Oof. All right. Do I lose a point if I get this wrong?
Yes, or Drew gets 2 points if you...
Okay. The Steiner Brothers.
All right, we've got Rick and Scott. That gives you 2.
The Great Muta and Mr. Saito.
That gives you 4.
Rey Mysterio and Conan.
That gives you 6.
I believe Norman Smiley.
Norman Smiley.
And I think his partner, hopefully, was Chris Adams.
Oh, you guessed right. That gives you 8. We just need 1 more.
I'm going to try to name one of the South Africans.
quote-unquote South Africans, yes.
Sergeant Kruger.
Sergeant Kruger is correct. Ooh. That gives you 9. Ooh. Names you missed were his partner, Colonel De Klerk. We had Jack Victory and Rip Morgan of the Royal Family. Troy Montour and Danny Johnson of Canada. Simon Hashimikov and Victor Zangief representing Russia.
Right.
So that's 2 points to Drew. Okay.
To Phil.
No, to Phil.
Phil, sorry. My apologies. I get. All right. So our final game comes down to Phil and Brian. So, very lastly, WCW resurrected the U.S. tag titles from 1990 to 1992. 18 men could say they held these titles during this time. How many can you name? So, this starts with Phil. How many can you name?
18. I'll go right down the middle and say 9.
9. All right, Brian.
I think I can do 10.
10. All right.
I'm going to have to try to own this. I'll do 11.
11?
I will challenge.
Okay, we need, Phil, we need 11.
Okay.
We need tag title holders.
Well, I...
Second incarnation.
I believe that the Steiners had them because then they had to give them up, which started the tournament because they won the world titles. So Steiners.
All right, Rick and Scott, that gives you two.
The Freebirds won that tournament. So that's another two. That's Garvin and Hayes.
Garvin, Michael Hayes and Jimmy Jam Garvin.
Four. I want to say the Patriots had it.
All right. So who were the Patriots? Just that would be,
Firebreaker Chip and Todd Champion.
Okay, that gives you six.
I do remember the last team because it's freaking weird, and it's Dick Slater and the Barbarian.
That is Dick Slater and the Barbarian?
And I believe they won it from Greg Valentine and Terry Taylor.
Believe it or don't, that's correct. All right, we need one more.
I'm going to throw out a young pistol and hope that Tracy Smothers held it.
Tracy Smothers was indeed U.S. tag title. The names you missed were, Bobby Eaton and Stan Lane held them. Brian Pillman and Tom Zank, the inaugural champions. Big Josh and Ron Simmons were also randomly champions. And I think that's, yes, and Steve Armstrong, too, in case that was not mentioned. Also, so that is two more points to Phil. So, at the end of that round, we have Phil out in the lead with 13 points, Drew with 11, Brian still with 5, but a lot of game still to play. All right, we're going to move on to round 4. What's the stipulation? Where I give you a match, you tell me the stipulation of the match. So if I say Bobby Eaton, PN News versus Steve Austin, Terrence Taylor, it's Great American Bash 1991. Hopefully you will respond, a terrible scaffold match. So correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Everyone gets 5 questions. Are we ready?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Okay. Drew, we'll start with you. Blacktop Bully versus Dustin Rhodes from Uncensored 1995.
King of the Road match.
King of the Road is correct. All right, Brian. Meng versus Hacksaw Jim Duggan, also Uncensored 1995.
I have no idea. An unsanctioned match?
Oh, it's a martial arts match, believe it or not.
I knew it.
Yeah, technically correct.
All right, Phil, we have Johnny V. Badd versus Arn Anderson, also from Uncensored 1995.
I think it was just boxer versus wrestler or vice versa.
A boxing match, we'll give you credit for that. All right, Drew, Sting versus Cactus Jack from Beach Blast 1992.
Falls Count Anywhere on the Gulf Coast, was it?
I just had Falls Count Anywhere, but I'll give you credit for that.
Nice.
All right, Brian, Sting versus Vader from Super Brawl 1.
Is that like a White Castle of Fear match?
I'll give you credit for it. It was a White Castle of Fear strap match, but you had White Castle of Fear, so I'll give you credit there.
Okay.
All right, Phil, you have Sting versus Jake Roberts from Havoc 92.
That's a spin the wheel, make the deal.
Remember the stipulation?
Specifically, Coal Miners Club.
That's correct for a point. All right, Drew, Nikita Koloff versus Sting from Bash 91.
That was a Russian chain match.
Oh, that's correct. All right, Brian. Hollywood Blondes versus Dos Hombres from Slamboree 93.
Was that a cage match?
Still a cage match is correct.
Wow, okay.
All right, Phil, we have Sting versus Black Scorpion from Starrcade 1991.
Hopefully that was also a cage match.
No, also a steel cage match is correct. All right, Drew, we have Cactus Jack versus Vader, Halloween Havoc, 1993.
That was Texas Death Match.
Oh, that's correct. All right, Brian, Sid versus Elegante from Super Brawl 91.
Oh God, that's a stretcher match or the ambulance. Well,
sure was. That stretcher match is correct.
Yeah.
All right, Phil, Barry Windham versus Brian Pillman from Super Brawl 91.
That's the taped fist match.
Taped fist match is correct. All right, Drew, your final question. Freebirds versus Rock and Roll Express, Capital Combat 1990.
Mm. Is that 2 out of 3 falls?
Oh, that was a corporal punishment match.
Oh, that's right. There we go.
All right, Brian, your final question. We have Lex Luger versus Ron Simmons from Havoc 91.
I don't even know why I'm thinking this, but was like Is it like Harley Race in a Shark Cage? I have no idea why.
Two out of three falls is what we were hoping for there. All right, and Phil, your final one, Big Josh versus Black Blood from Great American Bash 91.
Oh, wow. This would be fitting. I don't think it's right, but would that be a lumberjack match?
Oh, that is correct. That is right.
Okay.
So at the end of four rounds, we have Phil with 18. We have Drew with 15, and we have Brian with 8. So as we head to our final round, still anyone's game. And our final game is, in fact, the sprint, in which I ask you 10 fill-in-the-blank questions in a row. So everyone's going to get one set of 10 questions at a time. And this is our final game, so I would say make it count. Mm-hmm. Are we ready?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, Ryan, you are in third right now. You will go first.
Okay.
So here we go. A stable of baby faces, including Sting, Junkyard Dog, and Lex Luger, was called the blank.
What were the people again?
Sting, Junkyard Dog, and Lex Luger. Also Elegante, and I think the Steiners.
Was it Sting Squadron?
No, it was the Dudes with Attitudes.
Oh, okay.
All right. In 93, Eric Watts and Arn Anderson had an altercation at a blank.
Car wash?
Oh, close. Gas station. All right. Brad Armstrong briefly wrestled under a mask as blank before changing his name to Bad Street.
Fantasia?
Correct. Larry Zbysko earned the nickname blank after slamming Barry Windham's arm in a car door.
The Cruncher.
Correct. Blank was the special guest referee for the Hogan-Flair career versus career match at Halloween Havoc 94.
Mr. T?
Mr. T is correct. Hercules had a stint in 1992 wearing a mask as blank.
The Super Destroyer?
Oh, Super Invader, so close. Oh. Scott Hall had a brief run as blank in 1991 to 92.
The Diamond Stud.
Correct. Blank was briefly the first manager, the first wrestler Alexander York managed.
Terry Taylor?
Oh, it was Michael Wall Street.
Oh, gee.
In 1992, there was a brief WCW comic book published by blank.
Marvel?
Correct. All right, and lastly, blank took over for Jim Herd as WCW executive producer in early 1992.
Kip something. I forget.
It was Kip Fry. We'll give you that. We'll give you that. So you got 6 out of 10 correct, giving you a total of 14 points, but it looks like you will sadly not be the victor today.
I wanted 10, so I got 10, so that's good.
All right, well, there you go. All right, Drew, you are in second place currently. You will go next. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, here we go. Hulk Hogan's boat show was called blank.
Thunder in Paradise?
Correct. Brad Armstrong briefly worked as a Spider-Man gimmick called blank.
Arachnoman.
Correct. Rick Rude returned to WCW under a mask at Halloween Havoc 1991 as blank.
Halloween Phantom.
Correct. Blank was Kevin Nash's final persona before leaving for the WWF.
Vinny Vegas.
Correct. The Horseman hatched a plot at Halloween Havoc 1990 where blank dressed up as Sting.
Barry Windham.
Correct. The Chamber of Horrors match ended with blank getting electrocuted.
Abdullah the Butcher.
Correct. Ray Traylor was briefly called blank, a gimmick based on a crime prevention vigilante group.
Guardian Angel.
Correct. After losing a match where he had to leave WCW, Brian Pillman allegedly competed under a mask as blank.
Yellow Dog.
Correct. Dusty Rose had an interview segment titled The Blank.
The Bull Drop-In.
That's correct. We're going to say Do Drop-In, but I believe he used both as well, so we'll accept that.
Oh, okay.
And blank was a TV champion as the 1990s started.
Great Muda.
Correct. Oh, you went 10 for 10 in that. My goodness, what a performance. That gives you a total of 25. So it comes down to Phil here. Phil, you need 8 to win, 7 to tie. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm cautiously optimistic. Let's do this.
Okay, here we go. WCW's vacation gimmick where you went on a ship with wrestlers was called the blank.
The Bruise Cruise.
Correct. WWF legend blank made his only WCW appearance at a Clash of the Champions held at Center Stage.
Andre the Giant.
Correct. Triple H's main gimmick name in WCW was blank.
The main one was Jean-Paul Levesque.
Correct. Blank was fired after sandbagging Alex Wright in a match at Super Brawl 5.
Paul Roma.
Correct. WCW Super Nintendo game was titled blank.
Was it Super Brawl?
Super Brawl is correct. Blank won the NWA Tag Title Tournament in 1992.
Williams and Gordy.
Correct. Cactus Jack lost his ear in the country of blank.
Germany.
Correct. Blank was the final light heavyweight champion before the title was discontinued in 1992.
Red Armstrong.
Correct. Blank portrayed the Black Scorpion in his first encounter with Sting at Clash 12.
I think it was Al Perez.
Correct. And lastly, besides the Freebirds, Blank also had a negative title run, this one in 1995.
I'm going to say Bunkhouse Buck and Dick Slater.
Oh, those are the Nasty Boys. So yeah. Close. But with 9 questions correct, you are the winner of today's 5-star match game.
Yay!
Hey, what a contest this was. Great work by everyone. Everyone involved. Thank you all so much for participating. Another close one. We're on a roll right now. It came right down to the wire there. Drew, excellent game. Getting all 10 questions correct in the final round. I applaud that. That's a nice silver medal.
But, absolutely.
But great job by everyone right now. So that concludes our game. Does anyone have anything they would like to plug right now?
Oh, I do actually.
Okay, let's hear it.
I wrote an article for a zine that's coming out. The zine is called Kaiju Clutch. It's an article about Masashi Takeda and the current championship run that he's on right now. So that should be out, I think, within the next couple weeks. You can follow me on Twitter @_ Burning Spirits, and I'll have some info there for you.
So, excellent. Does anyone else have any Twitter or anything like that they'd like to plug?
If you did not like my performance today, because I could have done better, you can throw hate mail at me at BR26 on Twitter.
Excellent.
And I'm at Big Tross Man with a Big Boss Man avatar, and I'm just going to promote that everyone keep putting out great podcasts and articles, and I'll keep reading them and listening to them.
What an excellent way to end our plug section there. And I will just say the 5-star match game is a proud member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. You can follow us on Twitter, the 5-star match game with number 5, or email us at 5starmatchgame@gmail.com with 5 spelled out. I don't know why I did differently. Things just happen. I would like to thank all our guests for appearing today. I'd like to say that our logo was designed by Rich Craich, and our show may have been edited for entertainment purposes. And that's going to do it. So I'm going to try to be back quicker next time. In fact, shooting for November, and you might even say it'll be a November to remember. What could that mean? But until then, thank you all so much for joining us. We'll catch you next time on the 5-star match game.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.